He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number, 583. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all my email. We have an interesting show for you today. I am going to show you a gadget of the day in a moment. It's a little gadget that's very inexpensive, and I use it all the time, and I love it. And hopefully you will love it too. We're also going to go over some apps of the day. Got a lot of apps for you. And then last but not least, at the end of the show, I am going to actually give you a very quick peek at the studio here in Scottsdale. And I will show you a little bit about the green screen technique that I use. And I think you will enjoy that. So let us begin and go into the gadget of the day. Let me click a button here. Here we go. We are going to take a peek at the Jet Pro USB rechargeable candle, the rechargeable candle lighter electronic arc light. It's windproof, flameless, with a safety button. This is a giant stick that does not use lighter fluid. It's basically a lighter. I hate to use the word cigarette lighter because none of us smoke anymore. I never did, but hopefully you don't either. This is a nice device. What I like about it is you can charge it up. It keeps a charge for many, many fires. And it's very light and no lighter fluid, which is like wonderful. It's why I love it. So we'll take a look at this. It's very inexpensive. It's $8 right now on Amazon. Comes in a variety of colors. Doesn't really matter too much about the color. But basically, you can recharge this, and you'll see that it has an indicator to show you how much juice, if you will, how much charge is left on the battery. Also, there is a safety switch on it, so it's going to be very hard to accidentally turn this on. So let's take a peek at that now, and I think you're going to like this. Well, here we go. This is the Jet Pro candle lighter, and here is the box that it comes in, and it kind of gives you a preview as to what's inside. You'll see two electrodes right here, and they are technically a positive and a negative, and they are so close together, and there's so much power coming through them that they create a little arc or spark. No flame, but if you put whatever it is you're trying to ignite, a piece of paper, I hate to say a cigarette, but if that's what you want to do, anything that you put in this slot here is going to catch on fire because of the heat between the spark. Here's your on and off switch. This is the button that you have to depress to get this to ignite, and this will show you your charging indicator. So let's pop this open here. So there's your matchstick, if you will, and there's your cord. There are some instructions in the box, but we're not going to worry about it. This obviously is the cord to charge it. Nothing special here. It's a USB to USB-C. Right there you will see that you can charge it via this cable. So this is going to plug in there like so. You're going to put this into any 5-volt receptacle, and that's all there is to that. So it is charged, and to turn this on, this is the control, the slider button right here, and you'll see these four prongs here. These will light up. Four prongs indicates 100% charge, 75, 50, 25, you get that. So I'm going to push this switch forward, and now you will see the igniter electrodes coming out of this end here basically push out. So there they are. You'll see the four lights immediately light up. And here you can see the actual electrodes that light. Nothing's happening now because in order to ignite them, what you need to do is push this little switch here. You can see it says it indicates on and off. So when I depress this with my finger, my thumb, that's actually going to ignite it. So I'm putting my thumb here, and now if you watch here, you can see the spark. See it? Thumbs off, thumbs on. And you can see the indicator light showing that the power is actually in use. So if you hold this for over 7 seconds, as you can see, the light goes out, and you have to depress it again. And I like that, so I'm depressing it now. I'll talk, but for 7 seconds, that will stay lit, and then it's automatically going to go out. Even though my thumb is on it, it turns it off. It's a safety feature. It's very important to make sure that you slide those electrodes back in. So there you have it, a very nice gadget for sure. Again, I've had this probably about not quite a year, and I think I've charged it maybe 3 times, so it's really very, very handy, and for the price, I think you'll find this just a great utensil, great for lighting candles, by the way. So Hanukkah is coming up, 8 candles, this is perfect for that. All right, let's move forward. Today, we're going to talk a little bit, when we get into the apps of the day, about phone apps, and a lot of people don't realize this. But you can get Google Voice for free. And basically, you're going to log on to voice.google.com. And you want to put for personal use, because if it's for business use, I think they charge you. But this is pretty simple to configure. And you can dump all your spam calls. And it's just like getting a second number for free. You can make calls, you can take calls, the whole bit. So click for personal use. And you want, if you're Android, your iOS, or the web, yep, you can use this right on your computer. Let's just say iOS. And there it is. It's a free app. You're going to download it, easily check calls, messages, and voicemail. Take control of your call with one tap. Stay on top of your messages, save times with transcribed voicemail. Very sweet, all for free. And if you have an Android operating system or an Android tablet, or if you just want to put this on your computer with a little microphone, you can make calls and receive calls right on your computer. I have been using this since it came out for years, probably 10 years, maybe more at this point. Works great. I think you're going to really, really like it. Our first app of the day is called Google Voice. Today we're going to take a look at a couple different apps. I love Google Voice. I've been using it for since it came out, since the day it came out. I hopped on the bandwagon. It's always been free. It's like having another telephone number. Where do you get it? Basically, it's real simple. Go to voice.google.com. You want to select for personal use, because I think they charge you if it's business use. You can't blame them for that, but let's just say it's personal use, and you'll just click here. You'll select Android, iOS, or the web. Yeah, you can actually use this on your computer for free. You can make and receive calls, text, the whole bit right on your computer as you're working. So I'm just going to click iOS, and it's going to bring it to the App Store, and you're just going to load the app up, and there you go. Easily check calls, messages, and voicemail. Take control of your calls with one tap. Stay on top of your messages. You can message, no problem with that. And you can save time with transcribed voicemail. I love that, and it works real well. And you can access all your contacts easily. You can port them, and you can customize your alerts and all kinds of stuff. 4.4 out of 5. I don't know why you don't have it. It's just a real good app to have. Real works really well. Now, the next app is called Phoner. Kind of a different twist than Google Voice. You're going to get a phone number that protects your life. That's a little overbearing. If you want to know, it's 10 million plus downloads. It gets 4.6 stars out of 5. 20,000 people rated it, and this is great. 100-plus countries, international voice, over 100 text and calling destinations. So this is a total private enterprise, if you will. You can choose your phone number anywhere you want, so it could be anywhere in the country, and I believe you can even pick one in Europe or whatever the case may be. It's reliable calling. You hide your regular number. International phone numbers are available. They do have some in-app purchases if you so desire. There's no commitments. There's no contracts. You can cancel any time you want. What's it cost for the full service? About $9, $10 a month, which if you need another phone number, this may be a good option for work, small business, shopping, blah, blah, blah. They have customer service. It's a good app. What I like about this is you're able to scan documents and also fax, both receive and send fax. When you're on the road, it's very handy. So essentially what you're going to do is take your smartphone, scan in the document, and then go into the app, click fax, and boom, away it goes. Very, very, very handy. And what's nice about it is you can just use it for 1 month. You can have, I think, a 7-day free trial. After that, I think it's $9 or $10 a month. Then you don't have to renew it. But you're in a pinch. You're not near a fax machine to send or receive. That app is going to be very handy. So check it out. It's called Phoner, available on both platforms, iOS and Android operating system. Very nice. Again, there are other in-app purchases for services that you may want. The free app, free portion of that works quite well. Here's another app, again, for phones. Try Text Free for yourself. Again, available on both operating systems. Interesting app for sure. The original free texting app. This is going to give you free text. End of story. Get the text app. It's for free, available on both platforms. Choose your phone number. You can search area codes and find the perfect number that you want. And there's billions of phone numbers to choose from and all area codes, and you can start calling and texting. Minutes are free to earn and cheap to buy. Very inexpensive app, if you will. Custom phone number, we already mentioned that. Unlimited free texting, calling and voicemail, if you so desire that. They will charge you for that. But again, these things come in between, I don't know, $8 and $10 a month. If you buy it by the year, I think it's even cheaper. But again, if you need another phone number, or if you don't really want to call, you just want to text, you don't want to pay money for text, maybe on your Verizon or whoever you have, T-Mobile, they charge you for so many texts. This app is free for texting, so that may be helpful for you. Again, Text Free, it's called. Now, this next one is called Pass the Peas. This is not for everybody, but it's kind of a neat idea, especially with Thanksgiving around the corner. What's nice about this particular app is that it allows you a format to save the family recipes and stories. And I think that's really cool. So, you know, like my grandmother passed around a recipe for Lakshinkugel, yeah, from Russia. That recipe has been in my family for well over 100 years. And I have several of my friends that have that recipe. And I asked my grandmother, I was a kid, I was probably 14, where she got the recipe, and she laughed and she said her mother gave it to her and she messed it up and then she started throwing things in, and long story short, there became the refined recipe. So this is a great app to share those types of stories and also the recipes, so that you you have them in their family and they live on. This is a totally free app, so I would encourage you to download that. It's very nice. Find at least one or two apps here that you're going to use and you're going to love. All right. Now, folks, if you've stayed with us that long, this is kind of a treat. I've never done this in, this show started, I think, in 2008, something like that. I don't remember. But I got a note, an email from one of our listeners, Mr. Brett Atkins, just a great guy, and became friendly over the years. Kind of fun. But he said, how do you get the green screens? Like, wow, your green screens are good. Well, I learned a long time ago, and it took me a long time to learn, that with green screen, the less light you use, the better it is. It's counterintuitive. You know, when I was first doing this and first got into the business, man, they'd have five lights. They'd have two on the side, two lighting the screen, and one straight ahead. And it's like, wow, and if you got any shadows on the green screen, I mess things up. So you're wondering how I get these backgrounds. And, well, basically, I have a switcher in front of me. You can't see that. Maybe you will when we do a switch here. So I'm just looking around. I have a switcher here in front of me, which allows me to switch to different scenes. I can switch to my laptop. I can switch to another background. I can switch to a ticker, a close-up of a product, whatever I want. And that's with a little switcher that I have in front of me. So I am sitting in a small studio here, and I have literally a green screen behind me. And with the click of a button, I can change that color to whatever I want. That's pretty easy. And right now I'm looking at my monitor here. And I also have the ability to essentially click on a different background. So if I don't want black and I want a colored video that's pre-recorded, I click a button and it overlays that background onto the screen. So basically you're going to light this green screen, and the green screen is pretty simple. The green screen looks like this. It's a green screen. I'm just sitting here with a green screen, and in terms of lighting, the better the screen is lit, the better your green screen will be. If you've seen edges around people, especially the weather people, you can see it every day. They have little, looks like stitching around, or white lines around. That means the green screen isn't lighted properly. So there's two things you need to light. You need to light the green screen behind me, and you need to light the talent. So again, in the old days, they used to use five lights, one on each side, two to light the screen, and another one straight on, and sometimes a sixth light, which would be a background light to highlight the hair. So the screen that you're seeing now, let me see here, it looks all variegated. It doesn't look even, but the reason it doesn't look even is because right now I don't have the effects or the filtering processing that's inside of my computer to take care of all that light discrepancy, because my green screen is nice and evenly lit. If you were to stand here, you would see shadows. You're seeing it here and here right now. No problem. However, when it goes through the processor, my screen is nice and cool, and that's all done with little controls that you just turn it a niche, and it will fine-tune that screen. So now for what you're waiting for. What does this look like? I'm looking at my monitor here. What does this look like for real? Well, like I said, most of the time, you're used to seeing me like so. And nice, nice, nice. It looks like I'm in a nice studio, and I am in a nice studio. But the truth of the matter is, what this looks like, get ready, this is what it looks like regularly. So I have another camera in the back, and I don't have the green screen. That camera's not running through the processor that I'm using. It's just a raw camera. And here I am sitting in my studio. Now you can see the lights that I have. I've got one monster light, a soft light. These are all soft lights right here at a 45-degree angle. That's lighting my face, my shirt, my glasses, things like that. On the other side here, I have a ring light. There's a hole in this. You can see the hole in it, and there's lights all around it, and that's set at daylight. I also have, as you can see, the windows behind me, the bay windows, which throw a lot of light in the room. And for my top headlight, which is very important, I have the ceiling fan lights, and that's how I do my lighting. So I am here at this little desk, and you can see my printers, a lot of my photography. I've got a microphone section back here. Someday we'll talk about that. I collect microphones, yeah. And that's basically what it looks like. So to answer your question, how do I light my green screen? I use three lights, one at a 45-degree angle on the left side, one at a 45-degree angle on the right side. This light is a little bit more daylight temperature. This light's a little softer. The blend is nice, and the three lights on top, and these are all soft lights, LED lights, gives me that nice green screen. So if you're looking at it now, you can see how nice and shiny my green screen is in the back. And now when I click, there you go. You would never know that I am on a green screen. Actually, I can be wherever I want just by changing the photo that I'm going to overlay on that green screen. So if you want to know more about it, you have questions, you can email me. If not, you can just Google it and it'll tell you more than you ever wanted to know about green screen. So I hope you enjoyed that behind the scenes tour, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If I don't see you, I will be doing a show next week. I'll probably get it out on Tuesday or Wednesday, not Thursday. Yeah, that's my plan. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.